Current State on WKAR. We're glad you're here. The MSU women's basketball team are at Michigan tomorrow at noon. The MSU men travel to Lincoln to battle Nebraska tomorrow night. That's an 8 p.m. tip on the Big Ten Network. And the Free Press's Joe Rexrow joins us to talk about that and other sports news. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. You write about injuries in your piece this morning in the Free Press, but it's becoming easy to overlook injuries after the huge win against Michigan. How concerned should we be about injuries to the Spartans?
Well, obviously, the Brandon Dawson thing was scary. He was the latest. It seems like every game now someone goes to the locker room, at least every game at Breslin Center. So good news for the Spartans that he was fine and, it was just a cut to the lip. There was some concern at the time that maybe he also had a concussion. Of course, Travis Trice is still suffering from the concussion-like symptoms. It's a concern with Travis Trice. I mean, this is going to be his fourth straight game out. This team still does not have great perimeter depth, and there's really no word at all on when he'll be cleared. It just comes down to he tried to do a little bit in practice yesterday, and then he just kind of had to shut it down. He's sensitive to light and noise, and unless there's just no trace of any of that, he's going to be sitting, and that I do think is a concern. Although it's harder to say that, I guess, after the way Michigan State performed the other night.
Exactly. In number one Indiana, we'll put the Michigan game in some perspective for us. I know you've already written about this. This is a couple days ago, but it was such a huge win. What was the takeaway there for you?
Well, yeah, I certainly didn't see it coming. I don't think I didn't talk to anyone who thought, blowout in this game, but it was a tremendous defensive effort. I think it was the best of the season, and I do think Michigan maybe was tired at the end of a tough stretch and things like that. But all the things Michigan did poorly, I think you have to give credit to Michigan State for making it happen. So it was an eye-opening performance. It's the kind of performance that now has people talking nationally about Michigan State as a national title contender, and people down on Michigan. And I still think both of those teams have a real chance to get to the Final Four.
And number one, Indiana is on the right. We don't want to shortchange Nebraska here, but we do have another huge matchup on Tuesday night. Number one, Indiana on the radar in what will be a scorcher on Tuesday night. Where's your head at on at the risk of putting the cart before the horse here? We do have Nebraska Saturday night. What are you anticipating about Indiana?
Yeah, Tom Izzo wouldn't like that at all. But luckily, media, we can say whatever we want. And he can tell he's on high alert about overlooking Nebraska. But, if Michigan State does win at Nebraska, as the Spartans should, you're probably talking about number one against number five. Actually a bigger game than last week. Now, will the crowd be as engaged, as raucous as it was Tuesday? I don't know. That may be the loudest I've ever heard Breslin Center, which is quite a statement. I've heard it loud many, many times over the years. But can the fans rev it back up again? And can the team, if Michigan State, wins Saturday and wins Tuesday, then I think Michigan State is in great shape to at least share the Big Ten championship if you look at the remaining schedules.
What's the line in the Nebraska game?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
That's a good question. I don't know. I imagine it's probably in the 10 range, I would think. Nebraska came here and was down two with a minute and change left in the game a few weeks ago, and Nebraska was missing its best big man in that game. So that's probably a good thing for Michigan State, and I know Tom Izzo is probably mentioning that often because Nebraska, almost beat Ohio State at home a couple weeks ago, so it's not like this is just a complete pushover.
No, we don't mean to suggest that. Tom will probably make us run some lines here before we're through. Were you able to see the Minnesota-Wisconsin game last night?
I snuck in a look at the last few minutes in overtime, and that's a huge win for the rest of the Big Ten because Wisconsin only played Michigan and Indiana once this year, really has the biggest scheduling break in the Big Ten, and the rest of the schedule, other than a trip here, is very easy for Wisconsin. So had Wisconsin pulled that out, the Badgers were probably going to be in great shape to finish 14-4, and that may have been, you know, enough for the outright or at least a share of the title. So, and that's a big win for Minnesota too. It was a heck of a game.
We're down to less than a minute. You've got a quick, short football story in the paper today, too. We got a Spartan football assistant talking to the New Orleans Saints. What's going on?
Yeah, and I haven't been able to talk to Dan Roschar, but he is a candidate, interestingly, for the running backs coach job in New Orleans. So he was scheduled to be interviewed yesterday. I don't know if it actually took place or if things got moved around at all. But, you know, Dan Roschar interviewed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a year ago, too. So there are teams in the NFL interested in him as a coach. And so that'll be interesting. There are some other good candidates. Maurice Carthon is a longtime assistant in the NFL, and he was a very good NFL fullback. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And if he does get that job, what Mark D'Antonio would do at offensive coordinator. Because obviously he'd have to hire someone from outside to fill some spot, but would he move someone around? Maybe a Brad Salem, maybe a Dave Warner. Brad Salem's his running backs coach. Dave Warner is his quarterback's coach. Maybe one of those two guys would be his offensive coordinator.
Very good. Safe journeys to Lincoln. Joe, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it.